Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seaboeing Ace Hardware. A 15-year-old is in custody following an incident in Bay City where he allegedly fired a handgun into the air and pointed it at an 18-year-old early Wednesday morning. Police responded to reports of gunfire on South Henry Street around 2:10 a.m. and determined that the suspect, who knew the victim, fled into a nearby residence after the incident. Officers assisted by the Michigan State Police Emergency Support Team executed a search warrant at the residence, arresting the teenager and seizing a handgun and other evidence. The suspect is currently held at the Bay County Juvenile Home. As prosecutors review the case, authorities are encouraging anyone with information about the incident to contact the Bay City Police or submit tips anonymously to Crime Stoppers at 517-483-STOP. It's 517-483-7867. And for several months, one by one, the municipalities are in the Central Huron Ambulance Service Area have adopted the paperwork for the ambulance service to go from being governed by a board of directors to being governed by an authority. During the month's meeting of the Bingham Township Board of Trustees, Jim Zuloff, who is Bingham Township's representative on Central Huron Ambulance Board, reported the paperwork to change to an ambulance authority is being reviewed by the state of Michigan for approval. Among the advantages of changing from being governed by a board of representatives to operating under an authority is it limits liability, and an authority can create a special assessment district that levies a fee per household to pay for ambulance operations. Zuloff also noted that 16 iPads are being leased for 36 months for a cost of $450 per month, that it will take 3 years to get a new ambulance, and the $16,000 bid from Booms Construction to replace the roof at the Port Austin Living Facility was approved. Also, Fire Chief Joseph Staser reported that as of November 12th, the fire department responded to 15 calls and did a presentation on the prevention of to students in the Ubley School District. During the meeting, it was reported that Huron County Board Road Commission has erected snow fences along M-19 in an effort to reduce the amount of snow buildup on that highway. And Grand Blanc football coach Logan Welch's family attended the first court hearing of the suspect accused of shooting and killing him, held a day after Walsh's memorial service. The probable cause hearing took place at Lapeer County District Court via Zoom with 32-year-old William Channer, who was formally charged on November 7th. Channer faces multiple charges, including first-degree murder for the shooting at Welsh's workplace, Trims Unlimited in Elmont. He was involved in a police chase and armed confrontation during which he was shot by deputies and remains hospitalized. Prosecutors confirm no plea offers will be made, with trial proceedings moving forward if necessary. Channer's defense requested a forensic evaluation to assess his mental competency to stand trial. The brief hearing lasted 15 minutes, which Welch's family present and showing courage as soon as their loss. January 9th, 2026, William Channer is set to appear again in Lapeer County District Court. When we come back after this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Seaboing Ace Hardware.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, aviation investigators are examining the crash of UPS Airlines Flight 2976, a McDonnell Douglas MD-11 that went down near Louisville Muhammad Ali International Airport shortly after takeoff, killing 14 people, including 11 on the ground. The National Transportation Safety Board is focusing on potential mechanical issues, weather conditions, and flight crew actions, while local authorities work to support affected families and assess damage in the surrounding neighborhood. And in our international news, Pakistan's military says its forces killed 23 militants in raids on Pakistani Taliban hideouts near the Afghan border following a series of attacks in the region. Officials describe the operations as part of a broader push to degrade militant networks, while residents in nearby communities expressed concern about the potential for retaliatory violence and displacement. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Seaboing Ace Hardware.